My name is Lauren Spires. I'm 18 years old. Today is April 25th, 2020, and I'm speaking with Linda Walker, who is my mom. We're recording in Fairfax, Virginia. So how has the coronavirus been affecting you, especially in terms of communications and media?
Well, I think first I'd like to start with how it's impacted me the most, which is that I have to stay home. Mm-hmm. And I am somebody that loves to get out every day. I go to all kinds of functions, you know, whatever I can do. And it's been really hard to have to stay home and to come up with different ways to do those other things. I miss my friends. I miss my family. And I've also had to cut my own hair, which has been really... It's been really, really hard because I've had to, you know, pull it all to one side and try and cut it and try and remember how that's done.
Yes. But has it impacted your ability to work and your job at all?
Yes. Actually, it's probably impacted work the most in that I am considered a high-risk person. And because of a couple of issues, so as a result, I am teleworking for part of the day, and have also been given some pandemic leave for the other part of the day to take care of the household here and also to take care of my mom, who is very elderly. And so that has changed. The biggest thing has been the communications. Mm-hmm. The first thing I had to do was download a whole bunch of things, different platforms and different software packages, I guess you could say. One is VeriSign, which is a system whereby a code comes up constantly. Then I had to download Citrix, which is a Fairfax County portal mechanism. And once I downloaded that, then I also had to use VeriSign to get into the Fairfax portal, which gave me access to all of my files, believe it or not, right on my computer at my desk. Mm-hmm. And I also had to go through Google to get to my mail, but I used VeriSign then too, where they asked for a code. Now, the mail is extremely slow, extremely slow. However, the Citrix Fairfax County portal was really fast. So with respect to that, I've been able to do a lot of work and get access to my files. Now, another big challenge for me has been meetings, because we have a lot of work meetings. And I'll never forget the first time that I had to do a meeting, it was with Microsoft Teams. Mm. So first I downloaded it on the PC upstairs. And that's our main PC. And then I found out it didn't have a camera because it's so old. So that wasn't going to work. So then I grabbed our laptop and I downloaded it on the laptop. And I signed in for the meeting. And the meeting started and nobody could see me. But they could hear me. So then I found out during the meeting that the laptop had the wrong browser. So I quickly grabbed my iPhone, and all I have to say is thank goodness for iPhones.
I know, smart thinking.
And I downloaded Microsoft Teams and was able to get in just like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And they could see me and they could hear me.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So how has COVID-19 impacted your ability to connect with your family members too?
Well, it's been very difficult with my mom. Some of the things I've been trying to do is to occasionally go out to see her, sit outside, keep my distance, have her wear masks, I wear masks. We've also been trying to get groceries for her, which has been hard. We've been using Instacart so that she could get groceries delivered because she lives an hour away. Mm-hmm. And Instacart is a nightmare. you go in there, you put in the groceries, and then it takes like 4 days to get a delivery.
Wow.
4 or 5. That's the last time I used it. So I think in the future, unless Instacart becomes more efficient, I'm probably going to have to do the shopping and take it to her and just drop it off. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big effect with family. Now, what I have enjoyed is that my college daughter, meaning you have had to come home, yes. and you're here with us. So we've been able to enjoy a lot of time together, watch a lot of shows together, do a lot of things, play games. And of course, your dad, my husband, is here too. So that's been really nice. I have been able to get in touch with friends by Zoom. Mm-hmm. I had one friend where she's part of a birthday group. She set up a Zoom and then we all loved it. And so then I got my own Zoom account and I'm going to set up a book club meeting using Zoom. And I also attend two Bible studies, and both of them, one of them is Zoom and one of them is something else. I really can't recall.
Okay. That's awesome though. So just one more question.
Yes.
When the stay-at-home order was first issued, what were your first thoughts?
My first thought was, how am I going to get my Krispy Kreme donuts? and all that ice cream I like, and Ben and Jerry's, and I was just so upset because I knew that a lot of those businesses had to close down, mm-hmm. and are closed, although since then, that was my first thought, but then I have since then found out that a lot of them are still open, but they're mm-hmm. doing delivery or roadside, so it hasn't been too bad.
And that's a lifesaver too.
Exactly. We've been having to do a lot of delivery and pickup and roadside. The hardest part is trying to remember to use the masks and wash your hands constantly and use the sanitizer and to know what you have to wipe down and what you don't have to wipe down.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. This has been pleasant and wonderful. Have a good day.